Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Absent this morning is Commissioner Brooks. He's at a health district meeting. So with that, we have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff. Update and consider action items, of which we have at least three. Action item number one is consider resolution declaring properties as not necessary for county use and authorizing the sale thereof.
Morning, Chairman. Commissioner Van Beek.
Good morning.
So you've got the pretty standard resolution coming before you on the notice that this property isn't necessary for the county to use and planning to do the tax deed sale. I think the board's pretty familiar with that process, and we have the treasurer's office here. If you have any questions, there's seven parcels currently listed on there.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
I do have a question. We had two notice of surplus property. It said updated. There's seven parcels on both of them. The dollar amounts are the same. What information was updated? Help me out.
I just had Monica remove two parcels that were redeemed.
Okay.
The first one that was updated, though, did have a fix on acreage.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification. So we have the latest version with seven parcels on there. So that's the one that will count. The other one still had seven parcels, but I'm just going to put that to the side. I'm not sure what happened. So, and Chairman, this is a standard process, and I think it's important to note because people are always interested when there's a tax deed auction for the county. They should come prepared to make payment in full on the day of the transaction. And Tanya May or the treasurer knows this better than I do, but it would be also important for them, and you will, somebody up here will be the auctioneer, it won't be me, but to make sure that they understand what it is they're buying. There has been petitions in the past to rescind an offer that was bid, and that hasn't been overly successful. So you should know what it is you're bidding on and how much you bid, and that it is enforceable legally that you pay that, even if it creates a hardship because you didn't understand what it was you were bidding on. That onus is up to the person placing the bid. So just all information for the record.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing. All right. I see that this is just as what we need to get done. I don't have any specific questions about it, so.
Are you ready for a motion then?
Yes.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution declaring properties as not necessary for county use and authorizing the sale thereof as presented.
I would second that motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, that was quick. Wish all of our businesses. We should be a treasurer someday when we grow up. All right. Next action item, consider notice of surplus property auction.
So, Chairman, this goes along with the previous action item for notice for the Wednesday, November 6, 2024 tax deed sale at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and I don't have any questions, Chairman. The dates and the times are as Deputy Keys said, are November 6th at 10 a.m. in the commissioner's meeting room.
Okay. I would.
Okay, I move that the board signs the resolution declaring certain properties not necessary for county use and authorizing the sale thereof and the legal notice that goes with that.
All right. I would second the motion. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you. All right. Third action item is consider intergovernmental agreement for residential treatment services with the State of Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Chairman. Commissioner Van Beek.
Good morning.
So this is the State of Idaho agreement that we've had going for about five, 6 years. This is a little different than the county's for price, and I will get into why that is. There's a little bit more work with the state kids, what they would like us to do, and that is to provide daily feedback and to do a brief written summary for them. And so what I did is 235 is what we're charging all the others, but this one goes above that. So I had it at 245, sent it to them. They sent it back at 250 a day. So I guess because we do such a great job.
I would suggest to send it again and maybe.
Yes. So right now we have it at $250 a day, and being able to do those, because that is extra work that we don't really do for the other counties.
Right.
And Chairman, just like everything else that the county is doing, is to evaluate that we're not over or under charging for services. Has there been a rubric established for the actual amount of hours that's done in excess of what we charge other counties?
Yes.
Okay. So you're good with the 250?
Yes.
Okay. I just had to confirm. And I am in favor of this, Chairman. I agree that, even though there was some joking in there, but our Director Brown does do a great job. The stories that come out of there, I read the poetry that's produced from there. It's always pretty interesting. And then the stories that come out, the juvenile detention center functions for some people as, quote, the best home they've ever had, unquote. And that is directly related to the counseling services and the supervision and the care that they receive. Probably not what most of us have experienced, but I really appreciate the work that's done with our juvenile detention, juvenile probation programs, some of the most difficult work in the county, but some of the most important work, because we're trying to change the trajectory for the next generation. So it is, like I said, I keep that handy and I read, because it's so insightful to look at what's produced in the minds and the hearts of kids who, whether intentionally or generationally, or unintentionally, I should say, any of that, trip and are in a different line than they thought they would be. It's pretty interesting. I greatly appreciate their work. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would too. And in our tours, you can just see the enthusiasm that the instructors have, whether it's on the educational or whether it's the gardening or whatever it is. I mean, we employ more than a person that's a body and a staff member. We have people there that are engaged and truly care and want the best. And so we're very fortunate to have this. Legal's looked at the contract, so it's verbatim what we've been doing. It's
substantially similar. There were a few minor changes, but nothing
significant.
Of concern.
No. Okay. All right. Perfect.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
I am. I'm ready.
Thank you, Chairman. I move that the board signs the Intergovernmental Agreement for Residential Treatment Services with the State of Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, noting that the daily fee is now $250.
All right. I would second that motion. So the motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Do we have other items for legal staff update? I have one item that I would like legal advice on, and so if we could...
Thank you, Director Brown.
...go into exec, that'd be great.
You want this? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I want there was an email this morning that I'd like to have a conversation on.
Okay, and Chairman, let me look at... because I have not seen that yet. Is this related to towing?
No, no, no.
You know what? We're gonna. I don't know if our legal staff, but D, records exempt. Does that work?
D, probably just to consult with.
Hit by E, just to consult with.
Oh, I see. Okay, and we don't use that one often, so I need to get out my. And E is to consider preliminary negotiations. So perhaps F, to communicate with legal counsel.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So, Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
All right. I'd second that motion. So what say you, Commissioner Vinbeek?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So we will recess into executive session. Thank you.